Mine too. Okay. Hi, team. Hope you had a good lunch. Okay, we're back for the conceptual design meeting. Let's get started. Okay, here's the agenda for today's meeting. We're going to open it, and I'm going to keep the minutes as project manager. We're going to have three presentations, one from each of you again. And then we are going to come to decision on the remote control concepts, and then we're going to close it up. And we have 40 minutes again. And just to reiterate, after this meeting, the team will reach a decision on the concepts of the remote control. Okay, let's go ahead and start off with your presentations. Who would like to go first? Okay, Courtney, would you mind starting us off? Trend watching?
If you want to, rather than like a hard clicky button that you find on like some mobiles and stuff. You'd want like a softer touch. I mean, you guys know what I mean?
Right, yes. Right. Right, people don't buy a new remote every so often.
So what we could do is something like an old-fashioned telephone, like this, where we put the buttons around, like we put a big on-off button or something else in the middle. I mean, it could be the arrows or whatever for channel up and down, and then put the numbers around in like an old-fashioned dial shape, because that'll appeal to older generation and, like you said, retro. It's cool, so it's classically retro. So I mean, that's just an idea.
Very good. I like it. Okay, ready for the next slide? Great, great presentation. Ready? Okay. Which one is it? Interface concepts, new. Okay. Sorry? There we go.
Looking at the interface concept, just going to be mostly examples and possibilities of where we can go with this. If you want to start the next one.
Sure.
Can't really see it, but there's two possible ways. On the left, as you see on the side of the river, you have the sort of scroll down, so you have that option right there. And then also there's the idea of the base, sort of like an idea there. And then on the right, you have what's really big trend right now is the very, very simplistic menu section with the round buttons. And it's sort of like, you know, both the kind of trendy and hip, but also very sleek and very simple, but technologically advanced. So if we want to do that, if we could find a way of sort of like using that idea in a remote control and sort of look into it. There's the idea of like being able to do it by feel as well as by sight. You know, if you're in the dark, you don't want to look like you're in remote control. And the picture particularly is pointing out, if you look at the top volume button, it's a V. And so you're kind of feeling a V, like volume up. What it really is a V, and what you think it is down, because it's a down arrow.
Mm.
And so it's like sort of criticism, you'd probably turn that the other way up. But then you could either do it by raised type, which could be, you know, iffy, sort of old-fashioned in a way.
Mm.
Either that or just have it by shape. For example, you have a specific triangular shape that you know you're looking at the up and down arrow, and then the round ones you sort of feel by, you know, this is like a one down, that sort of thing. So sort of looking into how we wanted to do it by feel.
Okay.
This is sort of an example of going for the sort of demographic. It's particularly the geared towards children.
Remote.
Very cute. We could probably think it's yellow, bright yellow for like the company logo. And you have the shades, it's very simplistic and friendly looking. And then the other thing that it would be able to do is just you program sort of channels that only the children can see. So if they watch you on the CD, keep them away from other channels. So that's it. These are three examples, sort of looking at it. You have the wider section for the main controls there. You can see how many buttons there are. And then on the left, you have the round buttons and a simpler design. On the bottom, we probably wouldn't need that because it's more for like a DVD function, which we're not going to be using. So again, it's sort of like just giving you ideas. And down at the bottom, you have the logos, and that's where you can put the RR.
Okay.
And then finally, these are like the sort of same examples, but also some more just possibilities that we could go with. None of them I'm particularly keen on, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
But it's sort of like just taking aspects out of that and saying, well, out of this one, we like, you know, the round section, or we like the buttons.
Or I like, you know, the black finish or the silver finish or whatever. Good Lord. Okay. Ready? Oh, okay. Great job. Okay.
Okay.
What's the title? Got it.
Circuit. Chip senses the connection. Chip produces a Morse code infrared signal specific to that button. So you press Next slide, please.
Interesting.
Suggested casing options. Okay. We now offer options for casing such as straight curved, double curved, you know, very specific to the customer. Options for materials, plastic, rubber, titanium, wood.
Wood.
Wood. How amazing the house.
So you have two curves that match the shape of your hand to make it more comfortable to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to die, you can't do titanium. And suggested functions, the buttons, scrolling function could be very beneficial to us instead of actual buttons themselves.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for those informative presentations. Let's go back to now we have to make some decisions. Where were we? Sure. Right.
Yeah, like
right.
The menu to be like enter your name into the screen, like on the menu option, so that way. I feel like voice recognition would be. I don't know. It would be too hard to really
program.
If
it's within our price to get that kind of chip that would, you know, technology.
So, but I guess we have to look at what our production cost is for the chip itself.
And it is a growing trend.
Okay, that kind of brings us to this. Let's see if we can decide what kind of energy source we want to have first and foremost. Do we want to go for batteries or a stand like the one that we saw illustrated earlier?
The base.
The charging base with rechargeable batteries. Yeah, and we don't have multiple things that it has to control. It just has to control the TV. It's not going to be a huge universal remote.
We need to decide, well, so we can figure out how big it's going to be. Like
what size battery
and...
Well, the other thing is, like, even if it's got
But if we have the locator, then we don't have to worry about that.
That's true.
So we can make it small if we have like a locating device.
We do have voice activated, and we can be looking at a more substantial shape. So that's the other thing. Are we going to have certain chips that are going to require a bigger side?
Two double A's for the size.
But like, you know, if we get more complicated, then it's going to right. be bigger to just accommodate the chip size. Honestly, I think the customer would be kind of irritated by the fact that it has a base if we did do a nice small compact.
Right. I agree. It's either going to be bigger with a base or smaller with just a battery like this guy. All right, so what direction do you want to go in? You want to vote?
I think if we had a locating device with a small one, I think that seems way more advanced.
I'm kind of leaning in the direction of this kind of bigger and the base. That just seems clunky and... Okay. Okay, so what kind of material do we want it to be made out of? No. Oh, what did you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Right. What would you recommend?
We could do that because all our research shows that people are definitely willing to spend more.
I think we should just focus on one design and one concept right now. I'm not sure that we'll have the time and money to produce a whole array of remotes. If this was a successful remote, we might then produce a higher end version of it, I think. Okay, so we want to go for plastic, or what would you recommend for materials?
Since we're going with batteries instead of solar power, I'd recommend maybe a soft latex. Because you could produce, you have sometimes have those overlays that you can change the color.
Okay. They could buy cases, maybe, if they wanted. I think it's good to sell a basic thing and then sell options. Okay. Okay. Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, and what kind of chip would we need for this guy? I don't think we should do voice. I think we should just do the recognition for when it's lost. You know, could we? Yeah.
Because I don't know what type of, yeah, for voice activation, would it be like a certain term? What would we say? Like? Because people could just be talking and we don't want it going off all the time.
Right. Oh dear. Okay. Okay. All right, but it's not going to be voice activated in the fact that you would say channel up and it would work, right?
Yeah, no.
Just a okay. All right.
So we don't actually have to go for just developed the sample sensor, sample speaker. It's a brand new chip. Why not use it in this one? Yeah,
okay. And what size batteries? Double A, triple A?
I think triple A. It'll be lighter.
Two? Could it run off of two?
More come in a package.
I think, well, if we could do two, we could do like small lithium. Lithium batteries are doing quite well in most other electronic products, right? So they're more widely available now. And they also have a longer battery life than most batteries.
They're more expensive though, too. Thoughts? Anybody?
We could think about it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we've covered that first category, user interface concept, meaning design. Okay. I kind of like your idea about the retro phone dial, and that the central button could have maybe our logo on it. It might be the four-way scroll too. I mean,
it
if
could be whatever.
Yeah.
As long as there's something big in the middle, because like the old phone.
Yeah.
There's like that just like piece of metal with a picture or something.
My issue with that is if it got too big though. If you have a circle and the button in the middle, then is it going to get wider?
Mm. Yeah.
Which I think if we make it curved, like a handshake, like if we put the scroll button on the side.
Oh, I see what you mean. I think so.
So scroll buttons on the side.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
On the side of it,
down.
If it's just up and down.
But is that for volume or channel?
Well, you could do some on both sides.
Couldn't we?
Yeah. You should probably make it that you have to depress it to activate it.
Yeah.
So that you're just not holding it and it changes the tune.
Well, the other option is instead of a scroll, you just
have buttons
up on the side.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, any other ideas?
What color?
Oh, yeah. Latex covers.
We have to make sure that the logo always sticks out. And with the latex cover, that's going to have to like, have a little spread or something. So,
well, so like having a yellow strip at the bottom with the RR like that.
Yeah. I think maybe we should do it on a button itself, though, because people are able to change the covers. I don't know, maybe the on-off button, something. The menu button, I don't know. But, you know, if we're going to put our company logo on there and somebody could just get another one, are they all going to have our company logo on them? Every cover?
Yeah, I don't think we should do that because that would just be.
Yeah.
So I think maybe putting it on the button is probably a good
idea. If we want it to be visible. And are all of those... Those ones that you showed, where they were silver metallic looking?
Yeah.
But those are plastic, right? They're not titanium. I kind of like that look. But, or if it was really, yeah, for the base. Or if we're going for the retro look, I think like a really shiny black would be cool.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Gunmetal gray.
Gunmetal gray. There you go. Gunmetal gray. Why?
Yeah, buttons work.
Well, then what's the button do? And how do you know that that's what the button does? Yes. Just looking at examples, you just don't ever see the logo on the button. It's always on the actual casing.
Right. On the back?
D-
visible. Visibility, though. Because if it was only on the back, really the only time you're going to see it is when you drop it or when you're changing the battery. I can find it again. Okay. And yours was called interface concept? This one? Well, for some reason I can't get it to just go to that slide directly. Hmm.
So you have that one piece of space and the rest just sort of clips in.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
That space says you have the logo and then you have to slip that kind of clips in and that's the bit that changes.
Okay.
The only problem is we're using the latex overlay so that it actually would go over the top of everything and it holds the buttons. So I was thinking maybe instead of doing that, what you could do is leave a space for the logo here.
Like a little cutout kind of. Okay. Anybody see anything that they liked in these ones? Yellow. I like that idea.
But if we, like the one all the way on the left, you can see it on your computer better. Where the button is actually blue, but the number itself is clear or white or whatever. So if you pressed it, it would illuminate yellow. So we'd have blue and yellow.
I like the yellow illumination idea. Very good. Okay. Any other ideas or thoughts? We all seem to be fairly in agreement about what we want to do with this project, so. Okay. I think there will be time for that later, I'm guessing. Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up. Next meeting is going to start in 30 minutes. And here's what we're each of us going to do. The ID is going to do the look and feel design, the UID, the user interface design. I think you're going to get a lot of, I mean, the final say on what buttons get put. We'll all talk about it, but I think that's pretty much what you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. And you're going to do some product evaluation. Okay, and right now, the ID and UID, you two are going to work together on a prototype using modeling clay.
Great.
Yep. Okay, and you should all be getting an email pretty soon. All right. Well, thank you for a very productive meeting.